Hi, everyone. Welcome to Happy Healthy Human Radio. I'm your host, Samantha Attard. I'm coming at you from the beautiful Washington, D.C. I am back in town. No more summer travels, and actually no more travels until baby arrives in November. So that's pretty exciting and pretty cool. We're here sharing all the things that I am learning about and teaching about in my everyday so that we can all find just a little more balance, bliss, and confidence. I am so grateful for all of you that are part of this community. It's kind of amazing. I've been doing this podcast for over a year, about 12 or 14 months or so, and I just love it so much, and it's so great to hear from all of you about how much you love this podcast too. So thank you so much for being part of the community. You can always subscribe if you haven't yet. Definitely rate and leave a review over on iTunes. That's super helpful for getting more people to discover the podcast. And even better, you know, the highest gift and compliment you could ever pay me is to tell a friend and tell a friend about this podcast and that you enjoy it as well. Couple of announcements before I get into today's episode. Check out the website, spirocollective.com, S-P-I-R-O, collective.com. It's been totally redone. It is beautiful. It is feels way more like me than my old website did, and just full of really great things. And so I'm just so proud of it and so happy with the 8 months of work that went into making it happen. So just do me a favor and click on over there just so I can feel like it was not for nothing. Also, in about a week and a half, 2 weeks, I am launching a 4-week stress cleanse program. So I have a good friend and colleague named Ingrid. She is also a health coach and is a fabulous one at that. And we have a lot of similarities in how we think about health and well-being. And one of the main things that we really bonded over was the fact that stress is much more than just this psychological phenomenon that happens when you get stuck in traffic or when something doesn't go well at work, but that stress is something that also manifests physically as well as mentally and can relate to how you're sleeping, how you're eating, how you're moving through your day, and of course, you know, how your mindset is as well. So we put together this 4-week stress cleanse program. It's a video course. It is amazing, full of so much goodness to help you kind of assess all these different places in your life and areas where stress could be showing up and realizing the impact that this stress can have and, of course, how to clear it out. So this is really fabulous. If you've been dealing with some crazy fatigue, mood swings, maybe some acne or allergies, your digestive system isn't feeling that great. I mentioned fatigue, but seriously, like you're tired all the time. You just feel like something's off with your energy and you know that you feel more stressed than you feel unstressed. This is a fabulous, fabulous, fabulous thing to check out. You can do it at your own pace, but we are starting a beautiful little cohort September 10th, so you definitely want to check that out. You can find all the details on my website. If you go to spirocollective.com under shop, there is the course listed there. So check it out if you're interested. People have loved it, people that have taken it already. We ran a cohort of it last spring, and it's really powerful. And so definitely recommend you getting on this train now. There's also some options to add some coaching sessions with either me or Ingrid as well, so you can get some additional support if you're like, I think this course will be great, but I could also use just an hour to talk about what's going on in my particular situation. This is a great way to do it in a very cost-effective way. So check that information out. And lastly, yoga teacher training starts in about 2 weeks as well over at Spark. If you are interested in being a yoga teacher or simply getting deeper into the yoga community, or you just want to learn more about your own personal yoga practice, this is a great thing to do. It's kind of amazing when I talk to people that have done yoga teacher training, more often than not, the person says, this is the best decision I ever made. And or this is one of the best decisions I ever made to do this yoga teacher training. I know that's definitely the case for me. And beyond the fact that obviously I became a yoga teacher and really love it in that way, even just the act of being there, the community of being there, the skills I learned for yoga as well as the rest of life make it one of the best decisions I've ever made. So I highly recommend you checking that out. Okay, last thing, almost there. As I mentioned, baby's coming in November. We got about 2 months before podcast goes on hiatus for a couple months to just give me some sanity room and baby room. But great time if you are and have been thinking about an Ayurvedic consultation. Great time to get in. We've got about 10 weeks left until baby's here, so we can definitely do some amazing work this fall to get your body feeling really good, to get your mind in line. Definitely check out the website if you're interested in learning more about Ayurveda, and that would be a fabulous thing for us to do together before maternity leave. Otherwise, you're waiting until probably January, February is when I'll start taking new clients once again. So now is the time, if you are interested in really understanding your own personal physical needs. And I think it's again, one of those, like, this is the best thing I've ever done kind of moments when you really learn so deeply about yourself. So highly recommend that. Please do check it out. Same goes for private yoga, fertility coaching, prenatal yoga. All of that is still going on this fall until the end of October, early November. So I would love to see and work with you. The best way to keep in touch with me, especially during maternity leave, will be the newsletter. I'm kind of doing a little bit less with social media these days and not really planning on putting baby on social media a lot. But my newsletter is probably going to get a little bit more of that. I'm going to keep the newsletter up during maternity leave. So that's really the best place to go for the updates. I decided that that's what I really feel comfortable with. So again, check it out on the website. You can sign up down at the bottom of the page, on the left-hand side of the page. There's little things everywhere that says, like, stay in contact. That's the newsletter. Check it out. Again, spirocollective.com. Okay. Wow, that intro was way longer than expected, but hopefully lots of good things there for you. Today's episode. I'm so excited for today's episode. So we're going to do a guided meditation, and this is going to be a body scan meditation. And I think it's so huge and so important, and it's something I've been using a lot recently, both in my morning meditation as well as I try to fall asleep at night, and especially if I wake up in the middle of the night, I use this body scan, and I've just been amazed to see and remember how great it is and how wonderful it feels. Whenever I do this in private, with private clients or in yoga classes, you can feel the energy just like shift, and it's so beautiful. And I've now realized, like, oh wow, this is actually a really great daily practice. Another piece, we're not going to specifically speak to it here, but I wanted to mention it in case you want to do it in your own body scan meditations, is this is a really great thing to do if you are experiencing some issues with your health, you're nervous about experiencing some issues with your health, or in general you need to just kind of bolster up that reassurance of the health of your body. For example, like being pregnant, you know, I have these moments of like, oh my God, maybe I have gestational diabetes. Oh my gosh, maybe preeclampsia. And oh my gosh, what if X, Y, or Z is going wrong? There's a lot of like body fear, like what the heck is happening in my body. And so when I do the body scan, beyond just kind of noticing and relaxing different parts of the body, I also see them functioning beautifully well. I see the healthy tissues, the healthy movement of fluids, the healthy breath. You know, I'm like, okay, clear away any little plaque on the arteries. Okay, my liver is so happy. Like, you know, and I kind of really invite and visualize health in those tissues. And man, does it feel good? It feels really, really good. And it just provides that little reassurance, especially if there's no way to know, you know, in a given day, like, how is my heart doing? Like, I don't know. I'm not going to go get an EKG today, right? But I can, you know, envision health in those tissues. And I found that to be really powerful and beautiful. So so I just want to mention that to you. If it's relevant for you in your situation, I found that to be really helpful and really powerful. So just inviting that for you here as you do your body scan. And I think, we are finally ready to get into it, my friends. So please find yourself a comfortable place to be. Body scans work really nicely if you're laying down on your back, but you don't have to be. You could also be seated, whether that's on a chair or on a block or on the earth. Find a place where you can be comfortable and balanced. And you can close your eyes here. Take a moment to settle into your place of choice, again, whether it's a seat or on the ground. And let's start with a nice long inhale through the nose. And take a full exhale through the mouth. Inhale through nose. Exhale through the mouth. Inhale through nose. Exhale through the mouth. One last inhale through nose. Exhale through the mouth. And continue to breathe in and out through the nose. No rush in the actual speed of the breath. You feel this length across the body, this length in the breath. Let's start at the crown of the head. So take your attention to the crown of the head and see if you can just start to relax all the muscles across the top of the head. We often don't think about the skull as being a place that's very muscular, but there are little muscles and nerves all running across the top of the scalp. And we can find some ease in them right here. Imagine all the hair follicles just relaxing across the top of the head and even down the sides and back. And you feel this ease surrounding the brain, surrounding the skull. And take that attention across the forehead, feeling all the little wrinkles smooth out, the ease between the eyebrows, above the eyebrows. Notice how even just that movement of smoothing the forehead can help reduce the sense of anxiety or activity. Let that attention move from the forehead and the eyebrows down actually into the eyes. Feeling the eyes just relax in the sockets, not having to work so hard, softening in. And even the tops of the cheeks and around the temples, there is ease. And cross the bridge of the nose, you relax. And down through the sinuses, no holding, just softening. And take that attention towards the mouth, relaxing the lips, the teeth, they might separate an inch, the tongue, and the soft palate, all at ease here. From that mouth, bring the attention to the jaw. So maybe start at the center of the jawline, coming all the way up towards the ears. You feel those sockets relax. Especially if you're a grinder or clencher, feel a release down, a softening of any tension or inflammation. Maybe that ease even makes the ears gently relax. Who knew you could hold stress in your ears? From the ease of the ears, travel the attention down the sides of the neck, relaxing those muscles at the side of the neck, across the back of the neck, in the front of the neck, in the throat. And can you feel the throat soften, the trachea relax, and even the thyroid not under stress? And feel that ease across the back of the neck, down the spine here on the neck, as well as into the tops of the shoulders. And feel an ease across the tops of the shoulders and down the shoulder blades, across the shoulders to the arms as they soften, the elbows as they relax, the forearms, the wrists. You feel all those bones just relax down. And even the hands and fingers. Notice if there was clenching in the fingers, can you soften them here? Take that softness, traveling all the way up through the arms, once again to the shoulders, across the shoulders to the front of the rib cage now, the front of the chest. You feel the clavicle, the sternum at ease. Right, so if you imagine your rib cage, right, there's all of these bones, but then there's all these muscles between the bones, the intercostal muscles that are holding the ribs all together. Can you relax those? And feel the softness in the cage surrounding your heart. And that softness start to travel in, across the heart and the lungs. Notice what you feel here. Is there room for softness? Travel that softness down across the diaphragm, into the stomach and liver and belly, all those internal organs. They're all being held up by the fascia, this connective tissue that relates to the muscles and is really working all through the center of the body to hold all the organs in place. Can you find them at ease? Right, obviously still doing their job, still holding everything as it needs to be, but relaxed, without stress. And that ease travels through the belly, across to the low back, especially if you get any tightness or discomfort in your low back. Here's the opportunity to feel the spread across the low back, the length, the base of the spine, ease right here. And taking your attention to the bowl of the pelvis, this piece that holds the two hips together, a major structural and stability center of our body. Can you find some release there? That you feel their firm strength, but any stress is gone. Unnecessary holding disappears. You start to travel the attention down the hips to the thigh bones. Feel all the muscles around the thighs softening, the front and the back, across the knees and down the shins. and softness even towards the ankles and then across the feet. You might even feel the little toes wiggle to softness. You take your attention to the body as a whole. Maybe you even kind of step back from the body to see what is in front of you. To feel the body as a whole, connected, relaxed, at ease. Filled with immense gratitude for this body of yours that carries you day in and day out, whether you're aware of it or not. And appreciation for this opportunity to see, notice, feel your body. And especially the immense power you have to alter the energetic state of your body. Notice that. You might choose to stay here, to relax in meditation, to go to sleep. If so, you stay here. If it's your intention to get up, to move through your day after this meditation, then just start to wiggle the fingers and toes. Maybe you take the knees a little side to side or bend the knees, hugging them into your chest. Feel the breath full and strong. Then come up to a seated position, gently, slowly. There's never a rush. You have all the time in the world. Take a full breath in, a full breath out. You can press your hands together at your heart. The light in me so very humbly bows to that same light in you. Namaste.